Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning, barely, I think. Let me check the time. It's Saturday, 11:34 a.m. on the 24th. On the 23rd, sorry, Saturday the 23rd. 16 and a bit for the first mile. I have to slow down, my shins are hurting. And I'm walking into the wind, so it's particularly cold. It's making my eyes and my nose run, so yeah. The sidewalks are mostly clear, finally. The first day it snowed was a bit much, and then it snowed more the next day. I was like, really? Seriously? 2 days in a row of snow here? Really? But yeah, really. And so yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, yesterday's exercise was shoveling. And then, of course, it came off and was 45 degrees in the afternoon, which melted off anything that the shovel missed, which was good. So, yeah. But I'm sitting there this morning thinking, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I remember saying to you guys, like a week ago, or maybe a little longer now, that I don't want to do it shouldn't be the reason that I don't go to walk. So I'm walking. It's cold. It's 35, but that wind is raw. It's just, I didn't wear my fleece hood, so it's whistling past my ears. Ugh. Some birds chirping, that's a good sign. So yeah, in my hiatus, my brief weather-related gap in time, excuse me, the full chair finally cleared. And it was one of those weird, when you put a book up into Amazon, into KDP, it gets, when you press the publish button, it goes into review status. So there's a gray band, it's actually beige, that goes across the title, and you can't do anything to it, except enroll it in Kindle Select, of course, but I wasn't about to do that just yet. And in a very low contrast font, it says in review. And then under that, it says, what is this? And it's a link, and you can hover over the link and it'll tell you, it'll take 24 to 48 hours, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to improve the customer reading experience by at least validating that core ideas in the book are there, like cover, table of contents, etc. So yeah, it's all there. One of the reasons that it's taking me so long to get it all formatted correctly is that I'm double checking everything to make sure that it works the way it's supposed to work. So far, I've had to go back and refill some, but mostly it's worked out pretty well. So a couple of days go by, and I thought, well, all right, a couple more days go by, and I'm thinking, this is getting ridiculous. A couple more days go by, and I'm thinking, I could be wrong. So finally, after 9 days, I contacted them, and they sent me back a note and said, well, we asked you for proof of copyright yesterday. And I went back and looked, and I'm looking at the page thinking, because I update the page every day, and I didn't see any change. And I looked very closely at the low contrast font where it had said in review, it now says blocked. What is this? Luckily, I had received that note from KDP saying, well, we asked you yesterday, and I went back and dug in my email, and sure enough, there was a request. It looked like an advertising flyer, but it was actually a request to prove that I own the copyright. So yeah, I used a photocopy, took a PDF scan of the rights reversion letter, attached that to a reply email, and within 12 hours it was up. But it was like, it took you over a week to tell me this. It took you over a week to ask this question. What is wrong with this picture? And it didn't seem to bother them about the rest of the books, so I'm not exactly sure. Perhaps they were just catching up to covering their butts. I'm not quite sure how that worked. But at any rate, the book is up. I've already got one review. Thank you, Michael Seeley. It has to be somebody who listens to the podcast, because that's the only place that book I put a notice up was in the lack of podcast post for yesterday. And somebody's found it and left a review. So, woohoo! I also went to solarclipper.com, and I didn't realize I had so many comments pending. And so I went through and started answering some of the comments, and there was some really pointed comments made, and some of them were really quite justified. It's like, and somebody else asked me, why do I have Ryden's covers on my site? And I'm trying to think of what site are we talking about? And then I realized when I went to the Get the Book site today, John Cole sent me an email and said, you know, I'm trying to buy this book, and everything sends me to a link that doesn't work. What's up? And he said he was using the Get the Books page from solarclipper.com, which is sort of like, oh, yeah. Those probably need to be fixed. And I went in and looked, and sure enough, they're all the Ryden covers. Not anymore. Not anymore. Somebody was complaining that the site needs to be fixed. And they were right. They were absolutely right. So I left him a comment and said I'd stop production on the books until I can get the site repaired. And I think the site is repaired already, so, you know, the stop production was really only a jab. Nothing too serious. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who are really upset that I haven't published Captain Share yet. Well, I couldn't publish Captain Share until a couple of weeks ago because I didn't have the edits back. So that's kind of moot. And the reality is, I'm not going to do that until the other books are out. And I know that's frustrating for people to understand who are anxiously waiting for the next book to come out. But as a reader, going to the shelf and finding book 5 in a series when the first 4 books aren't there frustrates me beyond all recourse. All the bigs do it all the time. I was running into that problem all the time with the bookstores. I'm not going to do it myself. I won't put out book 5 until the first 4 books are out. That's the bottom line. That's how it's going to be, and I'm sure it's going to piss some people off and maybe cost me a reader or two, but bottom line is not going to happen, except in the order that I say it's going to happen. That's one of the reasons that I got my rights back, so that I could be the one who says, okay, this is how it's going to work. And yeah, I suppose that makes me kind of a dipstick sometimes, but at least I'm the dipstick that has to face himself in the mirror every day. So anyway, Evo's book, I finally finished it. It's quite a good book. A very formulaic kind of approach to how to write awesome copy, or whatever the title is. Somebody made a comment, I think, that it was a very difficult book to find, which I find terribly ironic coming from Evo, but I guess it's not too surprising, because it's just brand new and he's not quite up on that book promotion thing. It's very much makes him look like a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do kind of guy, but I'm sure he'll get all of the pieces tied together. At the moment, I don't think he's even promoting it very widely. He's given it out to a few people to see if there's any comment that we want to make back to him on it. And no, I don't have any comment on it. It's a pretty good book. It's just in the nick of time in terms of having to write my own promotional copy. So it's cool. It works for me. I also finished When Women Were Warriors, and I really like that book. I like the book a lot. I like the style. I like the story. I like the characters. It was very well put together. And so when I went to get the next book in the series, it was $9.99. At which point I said, no, I don't like it that much. So, yeah. that was kind of a bummer. I'm kind of disappointed that they've gone that route, but this is not a price point that I buy at, so I'm not going to buy it. Love the book. I'm just not going to love the price, so I'm not going to find out if I love the second book or not. Also, probably makes me kind of a dick, but oh well. What I did do was go and find that Monk Pole. Lois McMaster Bujold has, I don't know if she's released them on her own or what, but all of her backlist of the Miles Verkosigan stories are all $6.99. Now that's a price point I will buy at. So I had a gift certificate that I got for doing some work from a guy, and I bought a couple that I haven't had a chance to read yet. Then the challenge is that there's so much of it that I have read, I'm not sure what I have and what I haven't at this point. So it's kind of interesting. I had to go to my bookshelf and say, okay, well, I've got this one and I've got that one. Well, wait a minute, there was a prequel to this. Have I read that? No, I haven't. So, yeah, I have new reading. New reading from a big, very rare, very unusual. Let's see, what else? I picked up some of the samples of stories that were recommended at the Cosine conference in the Springs in January, and I've got to some of those. Yeah. Some of them, yeah. Some of them, no. M.T. Anderson was one of those that I did read and read all the way through. That was Feed. And apparently I bought it when I thought I was getting a sample, so I just read it rather than return it. So that was cool. I think I talked about that one already. The other one that came highly recommended was Alexei Panshin's Rite of Passage. And I started reading that. It was pretty good. I don't know if I'm going to continue reading it. I don't know if I'm going to get beyond the sample or not. I picked up Daniel Pinkwater's Lizard Music, and I'm not going to be reading that one. It's kind of fun, but not good enough for me to buy. It's an interesting style, but the sample was 149 sentences, so 10% of the book. It's basically a really short novella at 1,400 sentences, 1,400 locations. That's a short novella. So, I figure probably under 14,000 words, barely 10,000 words long. It's not a book I'm going to be willing to invest the time in. It's one of the reasons I don't like shorts. I don't like shorts because if I'm going to invest the time and get invested in the characters, and then the story ends, and I'm left hanging and wanting more, and I don't want to be left hanging and wanting more, so I don't read shorts. Oh, I still have, but I haven't read yet, Defying Mars. Shoot, I forgot about that. I wonder where that is. I know I bought a copy. Sydney Swanson is turning into one of my favorite people. She's a great writer. She has some great instincts. She writes science fiction too, so that's kind of cool. I haven't bought Deb Geary's latest book, A Different Witch, yet. Usually I'm the first one in line, but I'm lagging behind every day. But last week, let me talk about last week. In spite of the fact that I didn't go walking for 2 days, the progress toward the schedule is coming along quite nicely. I did manage to get the Tarzan story out. I think I mentioned that before. I finished the audio work for that. I have sort of a sketch for the gangster story, for the Greedock the Splithead. I'm learning a lot about the Quith, Quith warriors, Quith leaders, and Quith workers. Fascinating. I'm just so impressed with Sigler as a whole, but this whole echo structure, this whole thing that he's created with these characters and races is a great deal of fun. It's terrible much fun. And I still, speaking of races, I still have in the back of my head that one day I'm going to go back to the Half Blaster Will Travel universe from Galileo Games. And I talked to the guy who's the owner of Galileo, and he'd be tickled to death if I would do it. So I've got permission. I just need to figure out when I'm going to fit that in, because I got other stuff I have to write. I have to finish the Tanith Fairport book. Oh, I'm so close on that. I also have the Ishmael Wong stories in my head already. So this is going to be a wicked lot of fun. I'm currently reading a book called The Dumas Club. No, Club Dumas. And I was pronouncing it wrong. It should be Club Dumas, because it's Alexander Dumas, the guy who wrote Three Musketeers, among other things. And it's interesting because the novel has a lot of backstory about Dumas and about how he was another one of these people who wrote for his serials. And Three Musketeers was originally a serialized story. So I'm finding this whole return to serial sort of fascinating. And the challenge is how to make it work. And I think podcast was the right way to do it, even though podcast really doesn't do it too much anymore. But be that as it may, it's still fun. Still hell a lot of fun. Oh. Okay, my shins aren't bothering quite so much anymore. That's a good sign. That's a sign that I wasn't walking. I wasn't moving enough, and I was pushing too hard that my shins were telling me, hello, don't do that. So I'll go home. Think about what I'm going to have for lunch. What will I have for lunch? I don't know. I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough to say, enough to talk about when I started this morning, because it's like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I didn't want to go. I still don't want to go. I'm almost back. I still don't want to go. But I got chores underway. I got one of the chores that's been hanging open for a long time is kitchen floor. Got the kitchen floor washed this morning. Got a load of laundry in. Should be ready to swap over to the dryer by the time I get back. So, yeah, I'm getting better at juggling. It's really what I need to be focusing on, is that I got to get the schedule. These are the hours I work. These are the hours I play. These are the hours I have chores that's different from work, because I have lots of stuff that I have to do. Carting the kids around, fixing meals, making sure we have groceries in the house, all that stuff. That's chore stuff that has to happen. It's not, strictly speaking, in my worldview, my work. That's just chores. Stuff that has to get done. So, yeah. Oh, and I left a lot of comments on my Solar Clipper blog today. Lap time. 18 minutes on the second mile. Not bad. Not bad. Anyway, I had to slow it down. But 24 minutes, 25 minutes for the whole 2 miles. That's not a record, but it's certainly good enough for today. But yeah, I was a little disappointed to read all of the comments about, well, you've got this story, you said it's written, but it's not published. Where is it? How come I can't buy it? I want to buy it. You're pissing me off because I want to spend money and I can't spend money. And it's like, yeah, sorry. Goes back to, I think George R.R. Martin is not your bitch. And neither am I. At any rate, I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And tomorrow's Sunday. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.